Today, we'd like to see the 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 to 16, under the title of Be an Example. To online religious multitude, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 9, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. What is this? What is this? Question two, in verse 12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. What does the phrase of be an example to the believers in word mean? Last question three, in verse 14, do not neglect the gifts that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. What is the gift that is in Timothy? What is the gift that is in Timothy? First of all, we want to see the background for salvation terminology. Salvation requires faith alone, not work. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
Amen.
But in James chapter 2, verse 3, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith naturally results in works. So faith alone, requirement for salvation, suffices God's grace, which doesn't require our merit, such as works. When a criminal accepted Christ just before a physical death, he was saved, although he had no time to produce works naturally resulting from his faith. In Luke chapter 23, verse 42 and 43, then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Sanctification and salvation terms in scriptures. During human lifetime, we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior. It's called regeneration or conversion. Conversion to Christianity from non-believer or other religion. That's called conversion. Then during life on earth, we call is continually keep on our faith. That's called sanctification. Sanctification meaning we are just like the image of Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ himself is our hope, ultimately. Then, meeting Christ in heaven by either rapture or physical death, we are meeting Christ in heaven. That's called glorification, glorification. But in the Bible, regeneration, conversion, that's called justification. Which meaning, because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ Savior, you are considered a just person. So that's a justification, Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Or that's called positional sanctification or positional salvation. That's the same synonym. Justification, positional sanctification in book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 32, positional salvation, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, as we read. Then meaning present perfect tense. Then progressive sanctification, or progressive sanctification, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, or progressive salvation, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Work out your salvation, meaning be sanctified, be just like the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Progressive salvation during our life. So last time, at the time meeting Christ in heaven, that's called ultimate sanctification, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, or ultimate salvation, Romans chapter 5, verse 10, also 1 Timothy chapter 4, 16, that's a future tense. That sorcerer, Chuck Smith's theology, authored by Wayne Kim, CCH Press, 2014. So verse 9, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. What is this? This, in order to understand this, we should see previous verses, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. But reject the profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward the godless, because bodily exercise profit a little, but godless means the likeness of God, godless is profitable for all things, having promised of the life that now is, present tense, and of that which is to come, future tense. So the godless is more beneficial to us than physical fitness. Physical fitness limit to physical life. So if we die, so all gone, but the godless is eternal from present and the future too. So the answer is this, meaning exercise yourself, Timothy, toward the godless. So this is exercise toward the godless is a faithful saying. Faithful, the meaning here, true saying, because a faithful means loyal, such as a loyal friend, or a faithful means believing strongly, or a third meaning to do surely what he says. That's a faithful, last one, true. Here, a faithful saying, which means this is a true saying and worthy of all acceptance. So you accepted the Paul's saying, exercise yourself toward godless. That's worthy for you, or Timothy. Verse 10, for to this end, this purpose, we both labor and suffer reproach. So for to exercise yourself toward the godless, we both labor. So we spend the time, energy, skill, money, and suffer reproach, or suffer scorn. Why? Because we trust in the living God, or because our faith in Christ. So if we believe in living God, we would labor and suffer reproach and scorn or persecution. But we don't worry about it, or we are not upset, because the Lord takes care of it. The Lord takes care of it. Then, who is the Savior of all men? Here, the salvation is given to everybody, everyone, Savior of all men. Salvation opportunity to all men, to everybody, to anybody. John chapter 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes, regardless of race, gender, you know, any discrimination, no discrimination at all, whoever, anyone believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Also, Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, salvation opportunity is given to everybody. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, anyone, whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. So, Savior of all men, salvation opportunity through Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to all men, but saved only, especially of those who believe. Salvation is limited to the believers. Then salvation only to the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Many are invited into salvation, but few are saved. Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. Jesus said, for many are called or invited into the kingdom of God, but few are chosen. So few are believers. Then verse 12, let no one despise your youth. Here, your youth meaning your young age. So Timothy is a young minister. So let no one despise your youth, your young age. How? But be an example to the believers in word. So to be an example to the believers, other older Christians or other Christians, you should be an example to the believers, to the other Christians. In word, what does it mean in word? In word, first, Timothy's speech, so godly speech, and the second meaning, word of scriptures, word of scriptures. So you should be an example to the believers. Timothy was assigned as ordained as a minister to the church in Ephesus. So be an example to the believers. So probably the believers in Ephesus, in word is your speech, your communication, and the word of God, understanding, understood word of God. Then here, the godly speech and the word of scriptures, but King James Version said, be an example over the believers. So King James Version meaning over the believers to the world. So extending to non-Christian too. But New King James Version, NIV, be an example to the believers. So example to other Christians. So a little difference. Then in conduct, otherwise your manner of life according to God's word, in conduct, in work, in the manner, your manner of life according to God's word, or obedient to God's word. In love is agape love, unconditional love. Agape love characteristics are described in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not praise itself. Is not perfect. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity or in sin, but rejoice in the truth, which is the word of God. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That kind of. So be an example to the believers in love, in spirit. Spirit is a godly spirit. such as exhorting spirit rather than critical spirit, generous spirit rather than stingy spirit, sweet spirit rather than mean spirit. Then in faith in God and in God's word, life which counts or relies upon His word, that is, be an example in faith. Then in purity from earthly thing or sensual thing or devilish things. So James chapter 3, verse 15. So non-godly is earthly, sensual, demonic. So that is, you should keep purity from earthly thing, sensual thing, devilish things. Then verse 13, till I come, Paul come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. To reading meaning to reading the scriptures, or to observing scriptures, to exhortation, or to encouraging, you know, other Christians, or the sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to doctrine, teaching doctrine from scripture. So here, verse 13, disciple Paul assigned to Timothy, give attention to, pay attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, is ministry gift is like a pastor teacher. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. And he himself, the Lord himself, gave some to be apostles, Timothy not apostles, some prophet, here Timothy not prophet, some evangelist, here's not evangelist. Evangelist focus on to non-Christian. Timothy, some pastors and teachers. So verse 13 is a minister. So Timothy's type of ministry is pastor and teacher. So reading scriptures, exhorting, encouraging the Christians, and to teaching doctrine from scriptures. Do not neglect the gift. So question 3, what is the gift that is in you, in Timothy? That answer, verse 13. Give the gift to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, which was given to you by prophecy. In the Bible, prophecy, two meanings. One meaning, God's word, which prophets prior to John the Baptist to deliver, became the scripture. That is God's word. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and so on. So Jeremiah the prophet, Isaiah the prophet. God's word, which prophets prior to John the Baptist to deliver, because Jesus said the prophet is the last one, John the Baptist. Prior to John the Baptist to deliver, became the scripture. Number 2 meaning prophecy, applicable word of God from the scripture to Timothy. So by prophecy, here applicable word of God, probably Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. So Timothy's applicable word, you are ordained by God, the minister, which is a pastor and teacher. So, laying on the hands of the eldership, including disciple Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Therefore I, Paul, remind Timothy to stir up the gift of God, which is in you. Again, the gift of God, which is in you, in Timothy, through the laying on of my hands, my Paul's hands. So Paul is laid on hands, so the as an instrument of God. God gave a gift to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine to Timothy. So here, verse 14 said, do not neglect. So do not be discouraged, Timothy. Keep on your gift to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine by God. That's basically exhortation word. Do not neglect the gift. Verse now 15, meditate on this thing. So meditate, think over and over on this thing which Paul mentioned, advised. Give yourself entirely to them, or commit to them, or be consistent to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Your progress may be shown to other Christians, to all, be shown to all, manifested to all. Verse 16, last verse, take heed to yourself, or watch for yourself and to the doctrine. Yourself meaning watch for to your life and to the doctrine from the scriptures. Continue in them, keep on them, or be consistent. Be consistent. For in doing this, because in doing this, you will save. Here, you will save, future tense. Timothy was already saved. Timothy is a minister, and a pastor and teacher. But disciple said, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. So those Christians, probably in Church of Ephesus. This is a salvation, meaning ultimate salvation or glorification. Romans chapter 5, verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. We shall be saved by his life. Here, future tense. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. Moreover, whom he predestined, did he also called, whom he called, did he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified. That is at the death of our life or by rapture. So we will ultimately be saved. So that meaning will save, a future tense meaning glorification. Let's see each question. In verse 9, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. What is this? Previous verse 7 is exercise yourself toward the godless. That is this. Question 2. In verse 12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word. Here is New King James Version. Here, be an example to the believers, to the other Christians. In word, in his speech, Timothy's speech, and his understood word of scriptures. So in conduct, in life, in love, unconditional love, in spirit, is a godly spirit. Then in faith, is a faith in God, or and in faith in God's word, in purity from any ungodly thing, such as earthly thing, or a sensual thing, or a devilish thing. Last question in verse 14, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. What is the gift that is in Timothy? That answer, verse 13. The gift to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Let's sing song all together, Blue Book, page